Students who enter college for the first time this autumn may notice something right off. There aren't that many men among the freshmen. Traditionally, higher education has been dominated by men. That's been true both here in the U.S. and in the U.K. Well, now male students are a minority. In fact, some British schools have twice as many women students as men. John Marcus has looked at the trend in both the U.S. and in Britain and at efforts to get more men to go to college. He is higher education editor of the Hechinger Report. John, how have the numbers of male versus female students changed over, say, the last 10 years?
It's gotten much more pronounced. And there are several reasons for that. One of them is that there have been a lot of very successful programs to encourage girls to go to college. But also, there's research that shows that about age 11, boys kind of check out of school in many cases. It's not cool anymore to be smart. And in the United States, there's been research that shows that in particular, non-white minority boys have what the researchers call economic despair. They don't really see a good reason to go to college. They see very high cost without payback, and they don't see a lot of role models in their lives who have themselves been to college.
But this is kind of a new phenomenon. I mean, this only happened, say, in the past decade or two?
It's become more pronounced. In 1970, men outnumbered women in college in the United States by exactly the same ratio, and the ratio has reversed.
So you say that this is a trend that's happening both in the U.S. and the U.K. When you went to the U.K. to report this story, you really saw it in stark relief when you went to one particular university in one particularly poor part of England.
Right. We went to the University of Liverpool, which is a Russell Group university equivalent to the Ivy League in the United States. Very, very good school. And I was with a photographer, and both of us were just blown away by the immediately evident disparity between men and women. There were just far, far more women. And so when you begin to talk to people about this in either country, the first thing you get is sort of the jokes. Isn't it great to be a man at the University of Liverpool? There's two females for every male. That's the first thing you hear. The second thing you begin to hear is a very thoughtful comment from a lot of women who point out that in both countries, women are still underrepresented in the professions and in Parliament and in Congress. And I don't mean to discount what women are saying about balancing the disparity between the genders in the world. But the other reality is that if boys don't go to college, then we have far fewer people with university degrees to do jobs in the knowledge economy. And in both countries, there are a wave of baby boomer retirements coming. In the UK, which is a much smaller country, they're anticipating 12 million openings for people who need college degrees. And for every year that more women than men go to university in England, there are 36,000 fewer men in college. So as a result, coming out the other end, there are 36,000 fewer potential university degree holders to take jobs in the knowledge economy.
Men or women?
Of any gender.
So a lot of the men you say who are not going on to college are those who feel like it's not even going to be worth it. Two questions on that. One is it worth it if you get a college degree? And secondly, who are these men, both in the UK and the US, who are feeling this way more and more?
A college degree does still pay, no matter how expensive it is.
There and here.
In both countries. Young men 25 to 34 with college degrees in the UK earn 47% more than young men who didn't go to college. But what researchers say in both countries is that in the UK, young white men in poor neighborhoods, only 1 in 10 go to college, only 1 in 10. In the U.S., it's poor black and Hispanic boys, but for largely the same reason. They don't have people around them that went to college. They don't see examples or mentors who went to college, and they don't entirely understand the payoff of the work and expense it takes to go to college.
How seriously are they taking this problem, both in the U.K. and the U.S., and what are they doing about it?
In both the U.S. and the U.K., there's acknowledgement of the problem, but much more seriously in the U.K. In the U.S., we have a national program called My Brother's Keeper out of the White House that's meant to encourage young boys and particularly racial minorities to go to college. In the U.K., however, where tuition is regulated, universities are not allowed to charge the maximum tuition unless they put programs in place that are approved by the government to recruit students that are low-income, racial and ethnic minorities, and now boys. And 77 of the about 400 universities in the UK have plans specifically in place to try to increase the proportion of boys.
How?
There are all kinds of different programs. The one that we went to look at was in East London, a very poor neighborhood where 1 in 10 boys go to college. The University of East London sends enrolled college men to work with these kids, to coach them in athletics.
The idea being if you catch them young, get them into sports, then what?
If you catch them young, get them into sports and show them an example of a student who has actually gone to university, in many cases someone just like them.
Who's coaching them now.
Who's coaching them now. They may be encouraged to envision themselves in college, which a lot of these boys don't.
How important do you think this is to the future in both countries?
Well, it's hugely important in both countries. In the United States in particular, we have a goal by 2025 of having 60% of the population with a university degree. We are way, way behind. We're not anywhere near there. Enrollment is declining. So if we can't get every able-bodied potential college student to go through school and get a degree of some sort or a certificate, we're going to fall way behind in the proportion of the population who we need to have degrees to fill the jobs that are essential to a knowledge economy.
John Marcus, thank you.
Thank you.